Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to those steps in the standing.
Right here is Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot that you can get involved in. Alfonso Rachel will join me right after the break. Got a lot to sift through. A lot to go through. You know, and hopefully you guys are paying attention to the real world. The Oscars are this weekend, I guess. You don't let that go by. Oh, listen. I make fun of this stuff because it's the world is in flames, and the buzz is, will the Oscars be political? How can they not be? These people don't know anything but hate. Right? So you're going to hear about their addresses and how great they were in the movie and how it was great how they beat up on Trump and the Republicans. Because that's all they know. So I don't want to keep him waiting. I'll bring him on right now. Ed from Washington. Ed, you want to talk about the transgenders in sports?
Yeah, transgender participation in any sport. Here it is. If it's a genetically specific sport event, like they call it women's track or whatever, or men's track, and it's specifically a reward process, that's a contract. And that means that anybody that sponsored the event or giving out grants or scholarships or even people that have a verbal agreement for two or more people for participation in the intent of the use of any kind of reward, any change to that contract, unless there's an addendum made to it, to specifically change and add to transgenders to be able to participate with it, that's illegal. They can't do that. That's larceny. They can be sued. And so unless it's just an open event where it says we're having a track and anybody can participate, but once it's made specifically genetically specific, that's the intent of the contract, and it can't be broken unless there's an addendum to it.
Yeah, well, they seem to feel and believe that they can make whatever changes they want whenever they want to make them. The latest change has been, well, it's the same argument I have with you and some of my other friends. Who's going to stop them?
Well, for one thing, anybody participating in sponsoring or anything else can bring a suit through the local and file for a suit against them for that criminal activity because that's a breach of contract.
Right. Well, I'd like to see it happen. seriously, but I don't see it's going to happen that way. I think people are cowards. They're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to open their mouths on these kind of issues. And until they do, this is what you can expect, more of this kind of craziness.
Well,
we've lost our spine.
For one thing, if you want to, just as you can go to small claims court, and if you participate in any way in contribution of any kind, you can bring a suit against these people for committing larceny, at least get the maximum award given to you, and have them reverse all their decisions and go to the rightful participants.
Well, Ed, God bless you for being such an optimist. I'm just not there. I don't see people fighting it. I think there's a whole bunch of other stuff. As far as this thing goes with the transgender stuff, they want us to, you know, think about something. They keep pounding on us to believe in science. Believe in science. Follow the science. Oh, don't follow science on this one, though. We don't want you to follow science on this one. So it's really ridiculous.
If I have time, because you can't change it. You just have to make up your mind. Because I've changed a lot of things in my county by myself with my authority. So it can't be done. It only takes one person. It doesn't take a group. Okay?
Okay. All right, Ed, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You know, it's you can have somebody make a lot of noise, and I appreciate what Ed's saying. Hard to do in Los Angeles County, one voice with nobody following when you have 10 million people here who don't even, the vast majority of them don't even know what's going on in their county, let alone what the pushback. I can't tell you, as a school board member, I can't tell you how often somebody says to me that something comes up that they don't like, or they find out something going on at school, right? And they'll say, how long has this been going on? Well, would you just wake up? It's going on for a decade. And they're flabbergasted. How come I didn't know about this? Well, I don't know. Was I supposed to send you a letter to your house? I mean, seriously, think about it. You guys have got to pay attention. If you really want to be involved and engaged, you got to go out of your way to be involved and engaged. You can't just want to be. You can't just hope you find out the information or somebody will let you know about it. Because if you wait for that to happen, you know, you're done. I mean, truly, for all intents and purposes, you're done. Because these people will take you to the cleaners. They don't... Look, I watch school districts and city councils and water boards all across California and other places. They make decisions. Then what happens is people get a bill. Well, just pick on the water board for a minute. People get a water bill, and all of a sudden it's three times what it used to be. And they're calling the water board. People go, what happened? How did you do this? Who gave you permission to do this? Well, wait a minute. We've been talking about it for 9 months. You got notices to your house. You did nothing with them. Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what's wrong. I was just telling Zoe during the break that I was talking to Tim yesterday about how my arms are all scratched up from doing some yard work. And I said, you know what, I should get me some of those tattoo arm, you know, the sleeves. They look like tattoos. You put them on your arm and what have you. And I said, I just kind of giggled about it because I've seen them out and about. I said, nobody will know the difference. And then last night I'm going through Facebook, and all of a sudden I see ads for what? Tattoo sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay? But wait a minute. They're not listening to you. Just ask them. No. They'll tell you. They're listening to you, right?
Okay. It's a heck of a coincidence, ain't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be cool if I was saying, gee, I wish I could have some coffee and a couple of donuts, and the doorbell would ring like 30 seconds later, and there they are, right there. Compliments of Facebook. We figure since we listen to you all the time, might as well bring you something to show our gratitude.
Yeah.
Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always have a lot of fun with some of the most crazy stories that are going on right now. And there's a lot. This is really, I mean, Joey B. over in Europe. You know, Joey B. staff saying that these were supposed to be deterrents. You know, what are they called? I knew I was going to have this. They put these deterrents in place for Russia, right? Now,
sanctions.
That's it. Thank you. But he didn't want to call them sanctions. They tried to call them something else. But anyway, so the sanctions were put in place to have deterrence and on Russia. And so Joe came up today in Europe and was like, wait a minute, I never said that. I never said that the deterrence were put in place to, you know, stop Russia, whatever. Yet his whole team is out there saying it. You know, he's out in oblivion. He's oblivious to everything, you know?
Yeah. Wow. And this is the guy who just went ahead and cheated his way right on past Donald Trump. This guy. Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. Now listen,
I don't know which one is more embarrassed. I don't know. Sorry, listen, guys, you know.
These people can't believe in God, but they can believe that 8 million people voted for him.
Yeah. It's interesting what Democrats believe, man.
It's just amazing. You sit there and you go, really? You're really going to try to sell me this?
Yeah.
God bless America. It's just, like I said, I have a whole bunch of fun with this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, sell it to us. No, man, they don't need to sell it to us. This is already subsidized for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to pay for it anyway. That's just, I don't know, for some reason, these people to be just like the mentally deranged people that are, man, they are good at making us pay for stuff. They're masterful at it. Yeah.
Oh, listen, so in California, ready for this one? In California, they're going to give you $400, you know, every taxpayer, $400, because to help offset the price of gasoline. You know, the taxes are so high. So I'm saying to myself, $400. All right, that gives me, I've been paying these high gas taxes for almost a year now, okay, but you're going to give me enough to put back in my tank for a month. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Very good. Right? See, you're laughing because it's so absurd. That they believe in this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it on plastic cards. They're going to issue people a card.
Oh yeah, the Visa card. Yeah.
What are they making those cards out of? Are they making it from those straws that they told us that we can't have anymore? We can't have plastic straws, but you guys are going to issue us plastic cards. And I'm like, why don't you guys? Why would you give us the money? Why don't you do what it takes to ease the price at the pump with the companies? It's almost like the landlords. Why are you giving people checks to pay their rent? Why don't you, like, extend that to the landlord so the landlord can actually reduce the rent, you know, and pay for what needs to be paid for to keep the upkeep of the complex and stuff like that? But it's like, no, that would be corporate welfare. Well, you know, the thing is, these corporations are the ones who are being – they're the ones paying for people to have jobs anyway, you know? So it's like, that's not welfare when you're paying for somebody to have a job and you actually reimburse them for what they have to pay for in the first place. That's not really welfare. But I get it, man. There's a lot of cronyism going on, and we're being forced into it. That's the thing about it, Joe. We're being forced into this cronyism.
Oh, yeah. And not only are you being forced into it, but they're denying it. They're doing it right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And they're denying it. Mm-hmm. Let me see. So Cory Booker today, I don't know if you caught this, but he was loving all over. I can't put it any other way. Judge Jackson, okay? Oh, yeah, he was just drooling all over. Oh, I'm so proud of seeing you up there. It's so great to see a black woman up there. Well, first of all, how does she know she's a woman? How does he know she's a woman? She doesn't even know what a woman is, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
But then he does the two things that I just thought were funny. First of all, he starts, well, you know, I mean, you know, you're here because God wants you here kind of thing. I go, well, wait a minute. You can't mention God to Senate chambers. I mean, you guys, what God are you guys serving? Which is my first question. And then he calls her sister. We're in the Senate chambers of the United States of America, okay? And they make fun of this kind of conversation at any other time, but not him. You got to hear this. Take a minute to hear this. Hopefully I queued it up right.
Okay.
But don't worry, my sister. Don't worry.
It's not our job. It's your job to be getting these books.
God has got you.
Under your watch.
And how do I know that? Because you're here. And I know what it's taking for you to sit in that.
Oh, I knew I was going to do that.
You changed your diet. You tried the.
But you heard that, right?
No, it's good that it glitched, man. It's like I think I just threw up in my sinuses a little bit, man. Where's Barbara Boxer when you need her? Just say, excuse me, don't call me sister. I'm a senator, and I worked hard for that title. She should be like, hey, don't call me sister, call me judge. I worked hard for that title. Hey, sister, what is that? Can you define? I'm not sure what sister is. I don't know. Is that supposed to have something to do with being a woman? Because I don't know what that is. I ain't no biologist.
Oh, God. I mean, he broke every rule of the book, and he doesn't care. I mean, I don't care either. I don't care what they say to me. But, you know, they talk about decorum, and they talk about all this other wonderful stuff, and here he is talking about God and using what I perceive to be black slang, if you would, calling her a sister. She's going to be she's going to get done. We already know she's going to get confirmed. But here she is, a chief justice or a justice of the United States Supreme Court, and he's going to call her sister. Yeah. Can you imagine somebody called Clarence Bro?
Right. The thing is, Corey's going on acting like black women ain't never done anything. It's like, what? It's like, wow, this is, it's, you know, dude, haven't you ever seen Oprah Winfrey? You never seen black women do anything before?
I just love it. I love this stuff. I think this is great. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Joe, we'll see your host. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine, but the president still is not giving Ukraine all it's asking for in terms of securing its skies. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News and says the United States needs to show strength in its handling of Russia's invasion.
We need to be prepared to deter Mr. Putin when it comes to chemical weapons and all other forms of aggression against innocent Ukrainians. Unfortunately, right now, it seems like Mr. Putin is deterring us and our allies more than we are deterring him.
Congressman John Larson is proposing a bill that would provide $100 stimulus checks to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. The Connecticut Democrats' bill says the money would be going to tax filers and dependents. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Yeah, let me just bring him on because he's rocking out. I don't even know if that's not rock, that's swing. He's swinging out over there, okay?
Swing.
Yeah. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We love him when we refer to him as Zoe. You can catch the show Zopi and Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, The Zoloft, and the co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. You can check that out at SoulFoodRadio.net. And Zoe, always tell people where they can get that fine music of yours.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at BronzeServerMedia.com. If they check out my Sledge X project on the 20-pound sledge page, they can come and rock the gospel with us.
Right, yeah, there you go. See, and I love, you know, I mean, again, that kind of music, the swing music with the, you have brass, you have drums, you have musicians, you got all kinds of cool stuff going on there. So you look like the kind of guy that would work out from time to time, right? I mean, you look like you hit the weight every now and then.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
Every month or something like I do? Although mine, I think, is every quarter or something like that for a day. But, So an opinion article from MSNBC suggests you might be a white supremacist, bro.
Oh, man. I don't even have to work out to get that. You know, it's like,
right. Because you may be using a fitness group to help you recruit new members. The column in the MSNBC was titled, "The Pandemic Fitness Trends Have Gone Extreme." Literally, right? They have an assertion that the far-right white supremacist groups are using online workout chats to find and encourage extremism. I can't take it.
You know? Okay.
And they do their infamous, they tie it into Hitler and, you know, Nazism, physical fitness is, they say, now listen, when you hear this, you're going to think of those wonderful, I guess we can't call them men and women, but those peoples that are protesting in the street, usually for the left. They're kind of large at times. And so as they say, the physical fitness has always been central to the far right. Physical fitness has been central to the far right. In Mein Kampf, Hitler fixated on boxing and jiu-jitsu, believing that it could help him create an army of millions who aggressive spirit, impeccably trained bodies combined with fanatical love of the fatherland would do more for the German nation than any other weapon that he knew of. I'm thinking, wow. What do you, how do you count the crack pipe do you have to take to get to that point?
Lots. Huh. And fortunately, they're handing out fresh new crack pipes anyway, so that comes in handy. Are we going to have to change that song, man? What was that song? Was it Olivia Newton-John?
We're gonna have to let's get physical.
Yeah, it's no longer let's get physical. It's going to be let's get extra white, let's get extra. It's like, why? Because you want to work out. It's like, that's a white thing to do. I don't know. It's like, I mean, last I checked, like in sports, when you look at sports, as we can see, there's usually lots of black people on the football team and on the basketball team, and these people are pretty well built. It's like, so while they're out there with their physical, you know, their strong physical prowess, and they're taking a knee against the national anthem, is that them being extra white? Because they went out there to get, like, really buff and stuff like that. And this thing of Mein Kampf and them learning judo and jiu-jitsu, they didn't make that stuff up. That was Japanese people making judo and jiu-jitsu. And those were making karate, the empty hand fighting style. That was the Okinawans. And then you had the Chinese were making Shaolin temple boxing to form their militias against their tyrannical monarchy. So when you had those people doing that, where the Chinese people think, yeah, we're going to come up with a form of kung fu called Shaolin because we want to be extra white. I think they were doing that long before Hitler. yeah.
You're making me cry. I just had to listen to what you just said, and they're sitting around the table. Somebody looked at this editorial and went, yeah, it makes sense to me, right? And if you and I were sitting there, we would have got fired in about 35 seconds, wouldn't we?
Indeed, man. Yeah, no privilege for us, you know. But that's what they're doing, man. They're just gaslighting people, and unfortunately, it's taking its toll. You know, people are getting, you know, they're so sick of the race narrative that I see some people like lashing out. You know, they're just tired of it. You know, and they are pushing for a race war. They're just trying to make people just so fed up with it. And it's like these people aren't inherently racist, but they're just trying to force them to be where they just have a reaction. And then that way they can say, see, racist.
Yeah. And it never stops, truly. It's like if they can keep you on your toes, if they can keep you feeling bad about yourself, if they can make it sound or make you sound or appear to sound like you could have racism deep in your soul somewhere or deep in your brain someplace, they want to make sure that you know you're that.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, fixated to a sickness almost. Well, you know?
Oh, totally. But it's a strategy, though. And like I said, you know, I've said it 1,000 times, Joe, they're able to get away with this because they run everything. You know, they're steeped in all the institutions of influence, and they have shaped the language, and they get conservatives to play their language game, and too many conservatives, they go right along with it. It shouldn't be this easy, but they laid the groundwork for this for a long time. They've been working the long game. And, you know, for them to keep doing this crazy stuff that just like you said earlier, Katanji actually will be confirmed. Man, there is no way that rational people this shouldn't even be happening. This shouldn't even be here right now. This woman who can't even define what a woman is, this woman who is soft on pedophilia, this one, and she'll be here. Why? Why is that? Because Democrats have effectively made conservatives out to be something more evil than anything the Democrats can do. So because they've established that narrative, that's why they're able to get away with this crazy stuff. And when we speak against it, what do we look like? We look just like the racists that they've been accusing us of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but and to your point, I mean, people are afraid to call her out for what she is or what she's doing. You saw that happening, and you're right. I mean, the senators in the room and even the mainstream media are talking about, you know, the Republicans are showing their true color. It's because she's a black female and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's funny we're having this conversation. I just had this conversation with somebody else about, you know, how to call people out that are spewing misinformation. And they say, well, yeah, I don't know how to do it. So you just do it in plain, simple English. That is a lie. This person said this. It's a lie. The CDC says this. Or the education department says that. You need to call them on it. Because 9 out of 10 times, they're throwing out a number. They're going to scare the crud out of a lot of people. And they have nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing to back it up. So, you know, don't let them get away with it. And we shouldn't be afraid as white people to bring up that kind of thing, you know, issues in a black community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely, man. And like I said, they're not afraid to do what it is, what they're doing. They don't have to because, like I said, they've done the groundwork. No matter what it is they do, they're able to get away with it. Their privilege is well established. You know, they're privileged. Why should I accuse somebody else of privilege? And it is. And the ones, the elites that are doing this, they're white, and they have their lackeys. You know, their lackeys of different colors that they're field trustees, if you will, to get away with doing what it is that they're doing. And but like I said, man, this kind of stuff, this lunacy that we're facing right now, we shouldn't be here. It's just kind of crazy. This shouldn't be.
Oh, no question. I mean, no question about it, but it, you know, I love talking to you about this stuff because I know we're on the same page with it. We let this happen. We being Christians, let this happen. I'm going to do a story with Dr. B later on about, you know, kids, and I mean kids, little kids that are being told not to choose their gender because they really don't know what their gender is until they get a little older, you know, in life. And you're going, no, that is not true, right? I mean, seriously. But we've let it happen. Where are the people on our side, not our side of the aisle, but our side of God, going, no, God created male and female. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is this age when you get to finally know? I mean, Ketanji's like, I'm pretty sure she's well into adulthood, and she still hadn't figured it out yet. And just like you were saying earlier, man, it's like you guys are going to boast about her being the first woman, black woman. I'm going to be the first black woman. What's a woman? Like, I mean, you can boast about it. They can boast about it for you, but you don't know what a woman is. Interesting.
We do love to say to her what she said as a sentence. Excuse me. If you can't define a woman, how do you know you're a woman? Can you help me out here? I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah. You know? I mean, she's been a woman longer than she's been a judge.
That's true. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more with Zoe when we come back.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Looking over my shoulder at the news and a news thing, and I got to see men in underwear in their full glory, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? On regular TV. When did this happen? What did I miss? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe, joins me every week to really go through some of the craziest stories that you're going to find out there. You got to admit, you when you get off this segment, you have to be scratching your head going, did he make those up? I mean, seriously, these can't be real stories. I look at them and don't believe them sometimes. So, this, what's her name? Hannah Jones, Nicole Hannah Jones. She's the one that they allowed to push through that propaganda of the 1619 history and what have you. So, they keep her at the paper. that she writes for. You see her on a regular basis on these shows and what have you. Let me give you a couple more tidbits of gold from this woman. Nicole Hannah-Jones, she says that tipping is a legacy of slavery. Okay? And you know what? I don't even know. You have to wrap yourself into a pretzel to try to make this work. Right? She says it's a legacy of slavery, and if it's not optional, then it shouldn't be a tip. It's simply included in the bill. Have you ever stopped to think why we tip? Like why tipping is a practice in the U.S. and almost nowhere else? Right? She goes on with it, but she dead wrong. I mean, I can give you examples of tipping talk long before. I mean, back in the Shakespeare days. Okay? Back in, I think it was in the 1730s, there was actually a tipping chart published, probably in Old English or something like that. But this is the woman that wants us to believe that she got enough brains to teach us about the 1619 history. I'm going to let you comment in a second, because this is the second part of this. She also says that Europe is not a continent, and that the Ukraine and Russia war is nothing more than a dog whistle towards racial biases. I mean, you have to get up in the morning hating yourself to come up with this stuff, don't you?
Man, she don't need no dog whistle for racial bias. She already there. Okay, so tipping is racist. I mean, I know that there's like an informal acronym for tips. I remember, I think it stands for to ensure prompt service. Because you would actually go in and you would tip the waiter first just to let them say, hey man, you know, take good care of us, right? So people would tip right. That way.
Right.
And I don't recall it standing for to ensure prompt slavery or is that what it's for? You know, and it's, I don't know if she knows this or not, but slaves typically aren't paid. Hey, well, but I mean, you know, you don't tip a slave because it's already included in their compensation of getting their gruel and maybe getting some shoes. You don't need a tip because you already got some gruel and shoes, and maybe we'll throw you some chicken and we'll throw you some chitlins. You can have that, but you don't need no tip, slave. I mean, what is she talking about? And now, in terms of like other, just like you said, around the world, like some people from Europe may come to America and people see them as snooty because they don't tip. You know, but here in America, you know, them waitresses, white, black, Mexican, whichever, anything in between, they're pretty happy to get them tips. All right?
And so they make more money on the tips than they do on their hourly wage, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, that, you know, that living wage, I guess that, you know, the left is always bragging about that. We're fighting for that living wage. It's like, well, okay, well, every time you guys keep trying to drive up that living, the more you guys drive up that living wage, the more the waitresses are dependent on the tips. Because everything starts to become much more expensive, and it drives up the cost of everything. And they don't seem to understand that.
They don't care. They just don't care. I mean, really, if you think about it. The same thing.
As long as they feel good about themselves.
But, yeah. It's the same thing with, what is it, Europe is not a country. I mean, I'm not a continent.
Or a continent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right? And she goes on, and she keeps going on with this. She doesn't understand why people are so alarmed over what's going on between Ukraine and Russia. It's nothing more than a white racial dog whistle.
Man, if she's going to complain about something like, so she's saying, and I'm late on this, or I haven't heard her say this nonsense. I hear that kind of stuff, man, and I just tune it out, man. I can't handle that kind of lunacy. But she's saying that Europe is not a continent. Okay, well, how come she doesn't have that same? I haven't heard her say anything about Africa. Because Africa is a continent. But I'm pretty sure, just like the rest of these PC nuts, you have to address black people in America as African Americans, as if Africa is a country, not a continent. And a country made up of a bunch of different tribes and nations speaking a bunch of different languages. They don't always get along. And on this continent, I guess that's supposed to be a country in Africa. She don't think that there's some racial biases going on. But I guess Europe, though, she's the expert, I guess.
I love this stuff. I mean, they get rolling and they can't help themselves. And you and I have joked about that. They're so self-unaware. They can't even go back and read it and come up with something great, right? She goes on to say, just let me be clear. We should care about Ukraine, but not because it's European or the people appear white or they are civilized and not impoverished. These are all in quotations. You know? Everyone deserves to be free.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That line's good, but the stuff before that, you know where she was going. Go ahead.
Well, okay, now, let me see if I can understand what she's saying here. And I'm not going to necessarily disagree with her, because here's the thing about Ukraine and Russia. It's like we've been kind of pulled into thinking that this is a war between a good guy and a bad guy. And that may not exactly be true. We see that Ukraine is the smaller nation, so since they're the underdog, they're going to be seen as the people that we're supposed to root for. So there has to be a good guy in this fight. And it's like, well, why? Why does there have to be absolutely a good guy and a bad guy? Is it because they're white? Because we're seeing them as the underdogs? Because when it comes to anything else, like say, for instance, Japan. Japan was a very small nation, but it was very clear that they were the bad guy. Or in terms of like Israel. Israel is like the small little nation. And Democrats do not care that they're the smaller little nation.
No.
They have no sympathy for them. So it's like, when are we selective about these things? It's like, when it came to Russia and Ukraine, okay, it's white people at each other's throat, and there has to be a hero and there has to be a bad guy. But any other smaller nation, no, they're just the bad guy because, well, they're not white. So it's like, we wonder, like, okay, where does the line get drawn with these things? So I kind of see where she's coming from, but she's a nut. And I guess maybe a nut can be right two times a day, but I think she's still coming at this from the wrong angle. But I kind of see what sets her off as far as
that
goes.
It's the little things that she throws in between some of these explanations, like she referred to all this alarm over the Ukraine and Russian military, the fact that all this alarm is over people that appear white, as a racial dog whistle. And you're going, okay, so, you know, I'm kind of with you that all people deserve to be free, but you're not tying it together for me. You're all over the place and basically turning it into, again, a racial situation. So white guys went in and invaded some other white guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand this one, right?
Right, yeah. It turned into a cheap Whoopi Goldberg moment where it's like, between like the Nazis and the Jews.
That's right.
You think that has, it's like, now the time where you actually were supposed to recognize racism, you didn't. And you made it even more racist by saying, well, who cares? It's just white people having a disagreement and white people showing that, you know, other white people that they're inhumane. And it's like, no, according to Hitler, it was a race war. We're the dominant race. You guys are animals.
That's right.
And that's the way that it was. And she just totally cheapened what was supposed to be a clear-cut view of what racism and Nazis and Democrats, man, they think the same way.
Yeah.
They think the same. And then on this woman's end of it, she's totally flipped around, cheapening the whole race narrative, as if the race narrative isn't cheap enough. People like her and Whoopi make it even cheaper.
Yep. I totally agree with you. Totally.
Yep.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes left. I was talking to you during the break about now here in California, some of the schools are dumbing down the math classes, the AP classes especially. And really, we get down to it, they claim it's because kids of lower socioeconomic means can't get in these classes. And, you know, being a dumb white guy in the group and never being black myself, I always go, what are you saying? The people without money are dumber than the people with money? Am I wrong here?
They're making sure that they stay that way. And as far as they're concerned, they're poor and they're black. They probably don't even know what an engineer is or even how to spell engineer. What do they need these math classes for? And I'll tell you what, man. When I was in high school, I went to, like, independent study. And
got about 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. The philosophy is that kids need to learn how to work at their own pace, you know. And I'm like, no, that's hogwash. Because I'll tell you what, when you get out in the real world, you don't get to work at your own pace unless you run your own business. But when you're working for somebody, you got to keep up with the world. The world's not going to be like, hey, come on, you can work at your own pace. Like, no, you got to learn how to keep up right now.
Yeah. Alfonso Rachel, brownserpentmedia.com. See, I got it right that time, brownserpentmedia.com. You guys get some great music. You check out his Bible studies. Check out his music. Check him out. His wife might not like it, but check him out anyway. Back in a little bit. Dr. B joins us in the next hour.